Controversy continues around changes to Delaware's Coastal Zone Act months after they were signed into law. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more from a tense public meeting last night.
The 1971 Coastal Zone Act was put in place to protect the Delaware Bay and the state shoreline from heavy industrial development. It grandfathered in existing businesses, but said if one shut down, only the exact same type of business could take its place. The new law creates a permitting process to redevelop 14 former industrial sites. Last night, Susan Mack asked for assurance the Regulatory Advisory Committee will represent the community and that regulations will be enforceable.
The changes to the Coastal Zone Act have really concerned a lot of people that it's going to open up to new heavy industry and bulk transfer facilities that could potentially pollute the environment and create health hazards. And the public hasn't been involved up to this point.
Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control Secretary Sean Garvin says he wants the regulations process to be as open as possible.
Ultimately, we'll have to put something together that works and makes sense, but even just tonight at this workshop, there's a number of very valuable things for us to consider to make sure that what I don't want to do is, as we are going through the process, continue to be fighting about the process. So we wanted to have these conversations up front to see if we could address as many of those things as we can.
The state has until October 2019 to create the new regulations. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.